Right on the spot, the craft of the present. Excellence is not an act, but a habit. Attributed to Will Durant, glossing Aristotle, Nicomachean Ethics, Roman 2. There is a phrase that comes out of me on its own. In English, when something finally lands, right on the spot. I say it when a server that had been down for days boots back up, when a decision I'd been postponing resolves itself in a minute, because its exact moment finally arrived, when the word I was looking for shows up and needs no correcting. It isn't a salesman's tick. It is, if you push me, the other face of the man I used to be, the one who covered with noise what he still hadn't done, who bragged about the punch before he threw it, and often instead of throwing it. That man decorated. This one builds. That one named a tomorrow. This one names a win that has already happened. It took me almost the whole book to understand why that little phrase, said into the air of my lab, is the destiny of everything I've been preaching to you. Guarding your thoughts does not end in the corner, looking inward. It ends outside, in the world, hitting the mark. Let me paint you that man, because I know him up close. I was him for years, and every so often he still knocks on the door. He is the addict of good manners, the man in the press jacket, the show-off who arrives late to his own life and sits down to tell it as if he'd already lived it. He talks about the project he's going to build, the body he's going to take care of, the father he's going to be, all in the future, always in the future, because the future asks nothing of his hands. He brags about hardships he never endured and punches he never threw. He confuses noise with the work, applause with the fruit, the promise with the bread. On the outside he shines. On the inside, a sad dust keeps piling up, the dust of things he swore to and never touched. And I tell you this without contempt, with the kind of ache in the chest that comes from recognizing your own old face in the portrait. It stirs both tenderness and anger at once, because that man wasn't stupid or bad. He was a whole man slowly wasting himself, furnishing with vanities a room he never decided to inhabit. The deepest longing I carry isn't for what I lost out there. It's for the years I spent as that well-dressed gentleman, postponing myself with a smile, while the clock kept charging quietly and never gave change. Let me put it to you plainly, because this is the thesis, and I don't want it lost among the anecdotes. For pages, I've asked you to observe, to examine, to sit with the animal in the dark. Good, that's the beginning. But the corner is not a hammock. It is a workshop. Introspection that never turns into action is one of the finest scams the smoke industry runs. It sells you hours of contemplation, as though the act of contemplating yourself already amounted to having changed, when the only thing that changes a man is what he does. Today, with his hands, trained attention is not kept as a trophy. It is spent as a tool. And when you spend it well, when you aim it at what this instant requires and not at yesterday's ghost or tomorrow's, attention becomes aim. That is right on the spot, not a lucky shot, but the natural result of having guarded your thoughts long enough that the hand already knows where to go on its own. And here comes the correction that cost me flesh. I used to believe the present was a place where you rest. The famous live in the now, they hand out at every retreat. That's a lie, or half a lie. The present is not a beach. It is a craft. You don't inhabit it by reclining in it. You inhabit it by exercising it, the way you exercise a trade with your hands. The carpenter isn't present by staring at the wood with a peaceful face. He is present because the plane goes exactly where it must, not a millimeter more. A well-lived present looks a lot more like sweat than incense. That's why I distrust the calm that produces nothing. I already told you this in other words. What is still and calm does not prosper. Now is not where you lower your arms. It's where you use them. I owe you a scene, because this book doesn't believe in theses without a body. There was a stretch. Not the only one, but one of the ones you remember. When I worked 26 hours almost straight, building the most stubborn piece of the Sovereign Lab that now runs in my data center. Not my house, the servers that carry my ag tech work, the machine that learns alongside me. The corner of silicon where ideas stop being conversation and become a thing that works. 26 hours. I'm not telling you this to brag about the endurance. You already saw where bragging leads. You already met the man in the press jacket. I'm telling you the opposite. Because at hour 22, when the body starts negotiating and the mind starts inventing shortcuts, you find out who had been guarding his thoughts and who had merely been decorating them. The tired man who never cultivated himself grows sloppy, stubborn, picks fights with the machine. The one who trained his attention does the opposite. He narrows. He cleans house. He throws out everything that isn't this minute's problem. And he hits the mark. I understood it that night. And I understood it with a sting. Mental edge is not proven at rest. It's proven at wear. Inner discipline isn't for the easy days. It is precisely the savings you spend at hour 22. The ones that well-dressed show-off never had, because he never put any away. Let's tie this to the chain that has held up the whole book, because right on the spot is not a talent. It is the last link. The guarded thought defines the act. The repeated act becomes habit. And the habit, once it matures, is what one day hands you the aim without your having to think it. No one hits the mark by inspiration. He hits it because for years he put order to what he thought, and that order came down into his hands and became a craft. That's why trained attention pays out on the outside. Every clean decision I make today in the lab, what to build and what to let die, what to automate and what to tend by hand, when to shut the machine down and when to shut myself down, is the late fruit of old hours of silence that at the time seemed to serve no purpose. The dark corner was the negative. Today's win is the developed print. There is no print without a darkroom. And no darkroom is worth anything if you never bring the copy out into the light. Watch out, though, for the twin trap, which is subtle and waits for you right here. Hitting the mark is not living in urgency, running from fire to fire, wearing an important face. That's pure display. The same show-off as before. Now dressed up as a busy man, the one who confuses sweat with the noise of sweat. True aim is the opposite of noise. Doing what's needed. When it's needed. And letting go of everything else. The woo-why we already worked with. Acting without forcing. Paired with the stoic who puts his strength only where it belongs. Right on the spot doesn't mean doing everything. It means doing the one thing this instant asks for, with the whole hand, without letting it get distracted by the 10 things that aren't yours right now. Conscious delivery, a fruit set on the table today, not promised for next dinner. And there's a place where I check whether any of this is true, or whether I'm just telling myself a nice story. Home. Sarahi doesn't measure me by the servers I power up. She measures me by whether I'm there, really there, when I'm there. And with Ivania, I learned the hardest lesson about aim, the one that still rings me out. A child does not accept the future you. The father who says tomorrow, I promise, is no use to her. That's the man in the pressed jacket again, the one who promises to your face and is absent on the inside. The only present a child recognizes is the one you exercise in front of her. Today, with full attention and the phone far away. No lab counts there. The mark is in her eyes. And either you hit it now or you lost it. Because that instant isn't saved to any backup. My lab taught me to aim my attention. My family taught me where to truly aim it. And it also taught me how much it hurt. Every minute that show-off gave away looking somewhere else. I'll close where this book closes every time, because I know no better way to say it. Right on the spot is my three verbs running at once, in a single gesture. Think, and guard your thoughts, because that's where the aim gets sharpened. Act, and guard the results, because that's where you find out whether you hit the mark or the air. Inhabit, because inhabiting the present is not resting in it. It is exercising it. That's the whole chain. Link by link, the guarded thought made the act. The repeated act made the habit. And the habit put your hand where it needed to be. So that when someone from outside watches you work, the steady hand, the clean attention, the win without noise, they don't say you got lucky. Let them say, without knowing everything it cost you, right on the spot. And may you, on the inside, know the whole truth. It wasn't a gift for aim you were born with. It was the chain, finally collecting in your favor, after so many years of collecting only against you. The mark that's yours to hit is right in front of you now, in the work you left half done, in the eyes of the people you love, and you don't need any more preparation than you already carry. You need to throw. Don't let the man in the press jacket answer for you one more time. Guard your thoughts, and then spend them. Today, not tomorrow. Today.